There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What's going on in our country and what's going on around the world that we ought to delve into here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler has been monitoring what's been going on through the night, and I have been nosing around a little bit of a restless, sleepless night myself. So I may know almost as much as you do, Kenny, about what's going on in the world. It is a restless time. It's a tough time. All the terrorism, all the bombing, all the destruction. We call this program the Good Day Program, but some days we all talk to each other, shake our heads, and wonder, where do we go to find some of the good news? Where do we go to find some of the good, even the weather is... There's some good news for television and NBC and Saturday Night Live. It's that stuff that's happened the last week or so. From the last 24 to 48 hours to the past week, our focus here, Ken Kessler monitoring social media. One of the things that is very much a part of what's on all of our minds as it's tax season, it's tax time, one of the things that you need to be aware of as you file your taxes is identity theft, identity fraud. It is a big concern, and more as we become more and more dependent on using the computer systems that are set up, the old systems, the new systems. We found out yesterday that Windows 7 is what the Iranians use to manage their nuclear program. I just was dumbfounded when I heard that, Kenny. And so I wonder, as we look around, what does the government use to manage its various websites? Like, what operating systems do they use for the Affordable Health Care Act? What does the IRS use? Anybody ever ask that question? Anybody ever wonder, what are they doing, what really are they doing to protect and or guard your information from not going down the same hole as all that info that Target lost last year? How many different examples of that in retail stores and other circumstances have there been in the past 12 to 24 months, Kenny? There have been, what, a dozen of them or more?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like you don't want to use this technique, this system? Do you just want to go to the store and pay cash for something?
Yeah, I really do, especially when this first hit, last year with Target?
Mm-hmm.
The next time I was in Target, I felt very uneasy about using a credit card there.
Uncomfortable. Dirty, in fact. Well, to get to the specifics, those of you who are starting to do your taxes, maybe you've already done them and you've sent them in. You know that the IRS is going to be very late this year because they don't have the budget and supposedly they don't have the manpower, or the person power would be better, more politically correct, to get things done in a timely fashion, so they say. But to stay close to what I'm talking about with regard to identity theft and using electronic filing and that sort of thing, tax refund fraud, one of the biggest businesses in America at this time of year, says the guy who runs Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine, and his name's Kevin McCormley. He recommends filing early because the longer you wait, the greater the opportunity for crooks to file a fraudulent return on your behalf. You know how this works, right? You've heard these stories before about how somebody will get a hold of, they're watching your, they've got cookies in your computer, they're watching what you do, you put all your information in, social security number, all of the filing information, and they grab it and they change the address so that they get the tax refund, the electronic address. Somehow or other they do that, and I'm not sure, I know how they do it, but I'm no expert. Kenny, have you got any idea how they manipulate the email address, because the electronic filing will generate a refund for those who deserve it or those who are supposed to have it, and then they have the money sent to another bank account. How do they do that?
I don't know how they do it. And they change it all the time. So even if we figure it out, there are some who are determined to do this, and they'll figure out another way.
I'm going to tell my accountant, the esteemed Stuart Books, who has been on this program off and on for a number of years, that I want mine filed this year by mail. I do not want to file by using the electronic method. Whether I'm being silly or not, there are people pretending to be from the IRS out there. They're calling people. They're behaving in a way that the people of the IRS do not behave. And so any caller who asks you to pay by phone using your credit card or debit card, that's a scam. Don't do it. I mean, there are some simple things here. The IRS says they'll never call you, demand that you pay your tax debt in any particular way. If you owe the IRS money, you know you do. Don't get scammed. All right, let's talk some more about cybersecurity with a focus on a different aspect of this conversation. Jeff Schilling will join us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program in a matter of moments, so please stay tuned.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today.
Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup,
repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil gifts.
Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get an Asus X205 laptop for only $149, powered by Intel. Offer valid through 2/21/15 in-store and online while supplies last.
Sometimes it's easy to see a difference, and sometimes it's not. Especially when it comes to motor oil. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, and I have retired Army Colonel Jeff Schilling with us, who has been he was in the Army for 24 years of service, and his last assignment was being the director of the Army's Global Security Operations Center at the U.S. Army Cyber Command, served as director of the Department of Defense's Global Security Operations Center, and so he now works at a company called Firehost. You can check out their website, firehost.com, responsible for the cyber and physical security programs for the corporate environment, customer-hosted capabilities. It sounds like you're a very important fellow, Colonel Schilling. Nice to have you here. Got a lot of experience. What do you make of Stuxnet, Stuxnet?
Well, it's a very interesting program. There's been a lot of research that's come out on it, and I think that it's one of those first crossovers that I think that's been made public that shows how cyber operations, you know, everybody used to think that cyber operations was about listening to, you know, exploiting computers and getting data from computers, but this one actually, this capability actually translated to kinetic effects in destroying equipment. So it's a very interesting case, and something I follow, you know, that I've been following since.
Apparently it was created by the Israelis and us, and it affects simple things like Windows 7. We were surprised to learn earlier that Windows 7 apparently is how the Iranians control their nuclear weaponry, and that may be why this was developed this way. Is that true?
I don't have direct knowledge that it went right after Windows 7, but actually, you know, what we find are responding to SCADA systems that, like, what Stuxnet went after actually are run by Windows NT, and even sometimes, you know, Windows, you know, the very first versions of Windows, because the infrastructure that not only runs those countries, but also runs the backbone of our countries, operate on very old, outdated operating systems for the most part.
Swell. So how vulnerable are things like our infrastructure, like our electrical systems, our electrical grids, our communication systems, and what kind of access do terrorist groups and or Russian hackers or Chinese hackers have to our everyday infrastructure, banking systems even?
Well, I'd say that everything's at risk. Anything that's connected to the internet and then it's not properly protected is going to be at risk. And it's, all it takes is someone with a computer terminal and the right search tools to find those vulnerable systems. And not only do the threat actors work through remote access, but some of the higher end, even criminal gangs now, not just nation state gangs, are actually getting close access where they actually physically penetrate the physical security of an installation or and get direct access. And so we count on cyberspace to do many critical things, and it's very, and unfortunately we didn't design it to be defended, so it's, you know, guys like us are struggling every day to try to make sure that we do the best we can to keep the threat actors out.
There are lots of cybersecurity jobs in our country and around the world that are unfilled. Why is that? Is there not enough training? I would think people, they're good-paying jobs. Why are they going unfilled?
Well, you know, it's kind of like us deciding, okay, we need 200,000 doctors tomorrow. And as we know, training a doctor takes years of experience. I mean, they have to go through 4 years of medical school, then 2 years of residency, and then they become, you know, practicing physicians. Well, cybersecurity has that same experience-based requirement. You know, what we like to do is take folks who come from the traditional IT field, whether they're system administrators or network engineers or they're programmers, and then apply those skills in a security context. But even that takes a while for them to transition, because it really is an experience-based profession.
So the cyber crimes are going to continue because we don't have enough people to fight it? Are they going to get the system's going to get worse? We've got about 30 seconds left here. What, this stuff just seems to be so technically complex, and yet when we learn that they're going after programs or they're still using programs like Windows on some of this stuff, it just seems laughable, actually.
I think that people are starting to get smarter, and the software, the infrastructure is getting more stable. And I think probably 5 years from now, we'll be having different conversations, and it'll be tougher for the threat actors.
All right, make note of the date then. You're invited back 5 years from today, February 18th, 2020. Come back again, Jeff Schilling.
I sure will.
All right, thanks for your service, and thanks for the information here. Appreciate it. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our health care system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Come on! Woo-hoo.
There we go.
Let's get rid of the blues. Pharrell Williams.
Poor Pharrell. He's not a feral cat. Love you, Dougie.
So, according to the story we have at DougStefan.com posted today, Mr. Williams is going to expand his happy empire to the world of children's books.
Why not?
He signed an agreement with Putnam to write four books for young people.
Off of this one song.
Off of this one song. And the inspiration, apparently, Happy the Book, 250,000 copy run, published in September of this year, has pictures of children around the world celebrating what it means to be happy. Remember when all those videos started last year when this song came out? There were people, even some Iranian, were there Iraqis or Iranians that the girls had posted something that was a video that having fun with singing the song and they got into trouble? Don't I remember that, Kenny?
Yeah, Iran.
Yeah,
I remember.
Iran.
Yeah, good call on that. I forgot.
Yeah. I'm humbled by the global success of Happy, he said, but especially in awe of the song's young fans. My collaboration allows me to continue a dialogue with these children in a fresh new way. We're committed to feeding the curiosity of young minds with imagination. So this song actually goes back, although I didn't know it until last year. It was a part of Despicable Me 2 in 2013. And then
huge hit last year, though.
Right.
Created, and he just won a Grammy, too.
24-hour music video. What was in the 24 hours was just different versions of the song? Is that?
Oh, my gosh.
No, it just took 24 hours to make it.
Oh. Oh, I turned it around in 24 hours?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You know what? He just seems like
a
good guy.
Yeah. The only, I only have two issues with Pharrell.
Okay.
He's awesome on The Voice. His choices of clothing, really odd.
Yeah.
He wears that weird, like, Yogi Bear hat, and then he also...
That Bellman outfit that he wore.
Yeah, then he had the Bellman with the man capri pants.
Right.
Just saying, man capri.
That was weird.
Mm.
Maybe
that's number one.
His way of separating himself from everybody else.
Yeah, probably. Number two, he did the hands up, don't shoot during his happy dance at the Grammys.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Okay. Nobody was going to shoot me for
Seems like he's got a good attitude, though. So.
No, yeah. He's awesome. awesome on The Voice. He really seems like he cares about
people. Yeah, he just seems like a nice guy.
He's a good coach.
Right. Well, he was on, The Voice.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, he's a great coach on The Voice.
Yeah, right.
And very caring, and he's really smart. I mean, this is like one of his first hits. I mean, he doesn't have that many hits, but he is such an accomplished writer, producer. You know, he's behind the scenes as well.
Hey, Doug, you want to finish this off with our other happy songs?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
We got to do something to get rid of the seasonal digestive disorder, Richie. Disorder. This is the only clean song I think he ever did.
And it's been edited.
Yeah, we'll be fair enough right there. Right here, what else?
Dan Morrison.
The bright side of the road.
Let's do this laughable. Can't sit still listening to this. Got another one, Ricky?
Yeah, I'm going to finish it up with this. Right, I still remember the time that you paid $600 to see Van Morrison when they were fake tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
We got in.
Let him in.
I stood there and watched him. I stood and watched him, but it was a good concert. 28 after the hour on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
Hunting for a used vehicle you can trust? All Honda certified pre-owned vehicles are backed by an outstanding Honda limited warranty that provides coverage of engine and transmission components for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original purchase date. They're even KBB.com's most trusted brand for 3 years running. We think that's pretty trustworthy. Find the right vehicle for you at HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory. Start something special with Honda certified pre-owned vehicles.
Based on 2014 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Is on. It's a good day to get gone.
33. After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day Thursday program, is February the 19th. Ken Kessler and I are here to focus on some of the items in conversation that are in depth. And I want to say hi to some of the people who are listening around the country, checking in from the suburban Washington area. One of the strengths of this program is that it can be heard in major cities and what we call secondary markets as well. Some of the suburban stations that are cool, that's the case in Florida, as well as around Massachusetts and New Hampshire and Maine and Michigan, out in the Seattle area. Happy to have you on board. Arizona's got three or four stations carrying the Good Day program. Same thing up in the Minneapolis area, or northern in the UP, as they say, the Upper Peninsula. It is cold, 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 cold there. So we can put people's minds down to where you are in San Diego, Kenny. And that weird story for just a moment before we get into the medical area of the television sports anchor who was shot by a fellow who painted his house, who obviously was off of his rocker. He apparently is going to be okay. Is that the story? That seems to be floating around.
Yeah, it's a miracle. I'm not even sure how many times he was shot. Many, many times.
Really?
He was shot pulling out of his driveway. This guy was waiting for him. And he was in, I think, a medically induced coma for 4 days.
Wow!
But he's finally come out of all the surgeries, and miraculously, he's going to be all right.
Good. All right. So there's that story. Let's focus on, because Ron Hoffman's going to join us in a few minutes, one of the four medical folks on the program. We have Dr. Bruce Shanahoff on with regularity, and Dr. Jack Stockwell, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and Dr. Hoffman, who has a great newsletter, by the way, called Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. You can get it at drhoffman.com. The program that is much under attack or scrutiny, I'm not sure what the right word is here, this growing number of parents who object to vaccinating their children. And in this case, the story focuses on religious grounds, because the parents are saying that many common vaccines are the product of cells that once belonged to aborted fetuses.
I thought somehow or other that had been debunked, Kenny. By the way, if you have comments, it's 888-302-3684. That's the direct dial-in line. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com and Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So I thought we were off of this, not off of the discussion of vaccines, because with the advent of the measles and people who are worrying about that, news media has played this up a little bit more than it needs to be, in my opinion, pretty much the same as they played up Ebola more than it needed to be, or they play up most anything that'll scare the hell out of everybody and get them to, okay, let's go to the next page, or let's wait for the next report, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. At any rate, there is a grain of truth to this, but even folks who are leaders of major religions, including some who are in the Catholic Church, have said that this ought not to keep parents from vaccinating their children. Some of the childhood vaccines, including the one that's used against rubella, which is part of that MMR vaccine given to millions of children for measles and mumps and rubella, and thus the MMR, cultured in a human lung fibroblast, oof, whatever that is, that comes from the Food and Drug Administration fact sheet on the ingredients in the vaccine. So Merck, who manufactures the vaccine, acknowledges that those cells were originally gotten from an electively aborted fetus used to start a cell line, which is a cell multiplied over and over again to produce cells that are of consistent genetic makeup. This cell line is used as a culture to grow live viruses that are used in vaccines. Some vaccines have dead viruses in them, and some of them have live vaccines. And that's been another thing that's been controversial, Kenny, over the years. I remember having conversations about this, trying to figure out how it is that you can put live virus into your body and not get sick. I think that happened with the flu a number of years ago. What, 4 or 5 years ago, a lot of people got sick with the flu vaccine. Not that it's different any year. I thought that they used live cultures in a lot of this. And then people wonder, how is it that you put this live virus into your system and you don't get it? Well, if you have a strong immune system, this helps to build up your immune system. That much I understand. But if you have a weak immune system and you take this, it's supposed to protect you. If your immune system is weak, then by definition, it's going to be susceptible to this live virus. Am I on the right page or not?
Yeah, I think that's it.
Makes sense? Let's see. Merck, as well as other vaccine manufacturers, uses two well-established human cell lines to grow the virus for these selected vaccines. The FDA has approved the use of these cell lines, so that's what they hide behind. Merck and Lilly and all of these other companies. Well, the FDA says it's okay, so it must be all right. Duh. There are some other common, and the reason I do duh is because there are at least four drugs that were produced last year that were approved by the FDA that, in fact, have become discredited because either they don't work or they cause problems or deaths, you know, that sort of thing. And so the FDA approval process is not foolproof. And for that, I don't know that there's, as much as I criticize the FDA, I mean, none of this stuff is going to be perfect. How do you know what's, for example, I remember when there was a big deal about Viagra and its cousins being approved, and Bob Dole was a spokesperson for Viagra when it first came out. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
One of the things he was asked in an interview about this was, how do you know what effect it's going to have in 30 years on the people who use it? I remember. The reason I remember this is because why would I care about that at my age, in essence? Because he was in his 70s, I think, when that was when it first came out, wasn't he? Seems to me he was along in years anyway. Why should I? Well, okay. So that begs the question, yes, if older people take some of these drugs, then they aren't that proven. If they're on their way out anyway, what is it? We've been using the expression circling the drain. If you're circling the drain, what difference does it make? People hold on to any hope that they can, that they'll live a little bit longer. Thus, what we have seen in the statistics this year of how much of our medical budget, or how much of Medicare anyway, goes to helping people in the last 30 to 40 days of life, like about 40% of the budget. Anyway, back to the vaccines. The DNA fragments that are found in the vaccine, maybe a billionth of a gram. You would find that much if you analyzed this in fruits and vegetables. In other words, the same DNA stuff, the same. I don't know how they correlate what happens from the fetus in fruits and vegetables. But anyway, there are all kinds of ethical considerations in this as well. So the question won't be answered, but it's a good question. It's a good conversation to have because I think it adds a little bit of meat, a little heft to the overall conversation of whether or not you should have all the vaccines, some of the vaccines, none of the vaccines. This is a conversation that's not going to go away. Let's tune in a moment to Dr. Ron Hoffman. I said he'd be here in a minute. We'll start with a discussion which has been a part of our winter medical focus this week, diets in the wintertime. Our medical expert is Dr. Ron Hoffman. He's next here on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to be talking about the hardest work that we do. As a matter of fact, it's something we do not look forward to. As a matter of fact, we don't even want to do it, even when we have to. And what is that? Shoveling snow. Yep, you know what? We become the victim of weather. All of a sudden, we'll wake up in the morning, or sometimes we'll come home from work, and there it is, a pile of snow that we have to move. We simply don't like it. We do everything we possibly can to avoid it. We get annoyed. We get frustrated. But you know what? When it's done, and the driveway is clear and the walks are done, we say to ourselves, hey, nice job. I know I worked hard, but I accomplished something. You know what? It's the same thing in life. There are so many things we do not like to do. There are so many things that we're told to do that we had no choice, but we had to do them. If we just picture the end result, just like we did snow shoveling, we'll be able to put so much more into it, get more out of it, and understand the outcomes of things we do. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Many know Lou Brissy was starting pitcher for the Philadelphia Athletics in the late 1940s, but few know he almost lost his legs in the Army.
I could not see one foot. I could see the blood, but I could not see the left foot. The right foot I saw, and I could see the hole in the boot. And then I was pretty well out of it for a considerable time.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. Find more on Brissy at AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Happy to have Dr. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com is the place for his intelligent medical newsletter. It's intelligent medicine, actually. He is intelligent. He does practice medicine. And so why not put those two things together, get him on the radio? He's pretty good on the radio as well. Does a weekend program around the country, emanates from New York. He's highly touted, respected, and good guy to have on the radio, frankly. Focus on health and what causes stress. This time of year, I have said on the air openly and publicly that I am extraordinarily depressed. One of the reasons for it has been the weather that I experienced for the last month and a half on my farm, and how it just destroys. The buildings are collapsing, the animals can't survive, and it's really affected me, plus some other things going on personally that have brought me around. But I see that, according to the Stress in America survey conducted by the Harris folks, that money is the number one problem. It is not mine, even though it could be. I didn't get to me that way. But I guess when I'm looking at this and wondering, this is the top stressor and has been since they started conducting their annual survey. So never mind, I mean, medical bills and all kinds of other things that are the reason for people going bankrupt and causing money problems. What do we do? No matter what the source of our stress, this does take a toll and a half on our physical being because of the mind-body thing. What do we do?
Indeed it does. You know, and it's so much so that, you know, there are subspecialties within psychiatry and psychology, you know, like there's sex therapy, right?
Yeah,
okay, that's
right.
A whole area that's fraught with peril and worry and concern, anxiety. There is actually a branch, an official branch within psychology, money therapy, because they recognize this. And this is not like financial advisors. This is not part of, you know, UBS or Prudential. This is actually a discipline within the field of psychology, because they recognize that this is such a big deal. So, you know, what's going on possibly with you? It's winter, all right. Mm-hmm. Seasonal affective disorder is a big thing. It's biological. It's not, you know, you feel melancholy, you feel these negative thoughts, but part of it is it's driven by your own biology, by light deprivation, by a disruption of your daily rhythm, because, you know, it's dark, it's cloudy, maybe not enough vitamin D because you're not getting enough sunlight exposure. Sunlight itself is exhilarating, and people go into withdrawal, and, you know, those melancholy thoughts intrude, and people get cabin fever, especially where I am, because at least, you know, you were hunkering down on the East Coast. Now you're on the West Coast, where you have a little more mobility.
Right.
We've got cabin fever here. It's hard. It hurts to go out. Your fingers hurt, and your face gets, all frozen. So, you know, a lot of things conspire.
You're in New York.
In New York, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot to be said for frozen face. So is there a way of eating your way out of this? Do some people do that? And is there a good diet as well as perhaps consultation?
Yeah.
Maybe there are natural things you can take. But what about eating? You said vitamin D is important. We all know that.
Yeah.
The last couple of years, a lot of focus on that. But what about just eating?
Right, you have to be careful with eating, because this time of year it tends to promote carbohydrate craving, because carbs help to make more serotonin in the brain, and that's a sort of a feel-good neurotransmitter. So people tend to, you know, go for comfort foods, which ultimately gets them fat and more lethargic, and it's a vicious cycle. So you need some carbs, but you need good carbs, small amounts of them, balanced with protein and healthy fat. And lots of omega-3s, because that's from fish oil,
yeah.
And that actually helps mood. Lots of B vitamins, too. B vitamins actually have been shown, especially for some people, they make a big difference. They really jumpstart your mood. So
B vitamins, vitamin D, and fish oil, basically.
Fish oil,
yeah.
There's also some thought that melatonin can be helpful, but, you know, it's the thing that helps you sleep, but it's apparently, the trick is to give it at the right time of day. Some people need it surprisingly early in the day. You know, you think it helps with sleep. Others need it later at night. The timing of the administration of melatonin for winter blahs is important, too.
Well, so what is it? The daytime? I know Jennifer and I were talking about this off the air. She's having a hard time sleeping, so am I. You made a couple of suggestions as to homeopathic stuff. When I've taken melatonin in the past, it gives me bad dreams.
So you have some
take it at a different time of day than it doesn't?
Sometimes, yeah, it can give you like really weird hallucinatory dreams. Unfortunately, it won't work for you if that's the case. But for the vast majority of people, it does a reset on their clock, so they feel less lethargic in the morning, more
energetic. Yeah, it works for me.
Yeah.
Right. Does it work for you?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. When do you take it?
About 9 o'clock in the evening, 8:30.
Yeah. All right, so there it is. Some thoughts about how to eliminate stress and feel better in this time of year. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, check out again his Intelligent Medicine newsletter at drhoffman.com.
Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
It's all the same schmaltz with just a change in the scenery. You'll never be old. That's you're timeless to me. All your brawl of you.
Ads keep a fading. Castro's invading. But Wilbur, you're timeless to me.
Timeless to me, John Travolta
and Christopher Walken from Hairspray,
which was a big movie in 2007. Mr. Travolta, or as Chuck would say, Travolta, 61 today.
Wow.
And as a result of that, we're going to take one of his movies. I thought we just did this, though. Kenny, didn't we just do this movie a little while ago?
I don't think so.
No? All right.
I love that movie. He's great in that film.
He was great at it.
In Hairspray.
What do you think John Travolta says?
One of the remakes of all time.
What do you think John Travolta says when they come to him and say, we want you to play an older, heavyset housewife and wear a wig and sing and dance?
He actually wanted to do that.
Yeah, I think he wanted to do it.
He chased after him.
Really?
Really?
That's amazing.
Huh. All right, so that's
great. He was great.
Let's move over to our contest today, which features one of the John Travolta movies. I think this will be fairly easy for you to figure out. I won't give you any more hints than that. You'll dial us at 888-302-3684 when you figure it out and become automatically qualified if we put you on the air for our drawing for that great trip to Colorado Springs, the Broadmoor there. You'll have a great, great time with your family. All right, let's get to the first clue, Richie.
Did you just order a $5 shake?
No.
That's a shake. That's melted ice cream.
That's the hair.
That's $5. You don't put bourbon in or nothing?
No.
Kind of scratchy. Does that help me any? Did you get it?
I think Chucker? I know it.
You think you know it, Chucker?
No, I'm not sure. Another clue.
All right, next clue, Richie.
Dog's got personality. Personality
yeah, got it
wrong, but...
So by that rationale, if a pig had a better personality, he'd cease to be a filthy animal. Is that true?
Well, we have to be talking about one charming pig. I mean, he had to be 10 times more charming than that arm on Green Acres, you know what I'm saying?
Samuel L. Jackson.
It's a great movie.
888-302-3684. Not my cup of tea.
No, it's pretty rough.
A last clip.
And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac. What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King.
888-302-3684. All right. Identify that movie, and you're qualified for our trip to give a nice family vacation to someone going to the Broadmoor, Colorado Springs. That qualification comes up in just a moment here on Good Day.
You may be eating more seafood during Lent, but is it enough? Dietary guidelines recommend 2 servings a week, though most Americans fall short of this goal. Registered dietitian Dr. Wendy Bazillion offers simple tips for making flavorful seafood at home during Lent and year-round.
The key to eating more seafood at home is making it taste great. Spices and herbs make good-for-you proteins like salmon, tilapia, and shrimp even more enjoyable. Use seasoning blends to simplify meal prep and make tasty, family-pleasing dinners. On salmon, try a salt-free blend like McCormick Perfect Pinch Fiesta Citrus Seasoning. With all that flavor, you won't miss the salt. Or bake fish in a foil packet to lock in the moisture. Brush lemon juice mixed with Italian seasoning and black pepper onto a mild white fish like cod or tilapia. Add colorful chopped veggies for a full meal with easy cleanup.
For these recipes and more, visit McCormick.com or find McCormick Spice on Facebook and Pinterest.
Amy in Minnesota. Hi, welcome to Good Day.
Morning.
What's going on in Minnesota today?
Freezing.
Ah, that's something new.
Shocker.
Different, right. Minnesota's cold in the wintertime. Minnesota's cold in May. Never mind,
yeah.
Wintertime. All right, so what's the name of the movie we focused on?
Pulp Fiction.
Celebrating again Travolta's 61st birthday today. Rough stuff, but you got the right answer, so you will get your qualification information in just a moment from Kara, so hold on to that. Thank you very much. Chucker, movie news time.
Filming gets underway shortly, Doug, on the third entry of the Da Vinci Code franchise. Ron Howard will return to direct. Tom Hanks will once again star. The name of the movie will be Inferno, which is the fourth novel on the Dan Brown series of books. You know, the Da Vinci Code franchise, Doug, sort of like the Indiana Jones movies, except without the fun, excitement, and pacing. Other than that,
it's pretty good.
No, they're pretty interesting.
They're okay. And filming just got underway on Pirates of the Caribbean 5, the subtitle is Dead Men Tell No Tales. Johnny Depp once again stars, obviously getting a huge paycheck, and off the failure of Mordecai, this is why actors love the big franchise properties he could just reattach himself to, and life goes on.
Yeah, how much they get paid for shows like Mordecai? What did he get paid for something like that?
Well, he produced it also. It was a $60 million budget, so the paycheck had to be $15 million plus.
All right. Chuck Curry, our movie man here every day on Good Day, 59 past the hour.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.